USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A party at the White House Tuesday was celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act. President Biden.
The chairs who worked for almost 2 years to make this law real. And all the House and Senate Democrats who stood together and never, ever, ever gave up. This couldn't have happened without every single one of you, and that's in the literal sense in the Senate. Every single one was required.
Tuesday's Consumer Price Index report that inflation is at 8.3% year to year. That resulted in more than $1.5 trillion being lost from the Standard & Poor's 500 on Tuesday, nearly erasing a four-day rally. Concerns now turn to the Federal Reserve and the need to push interest rates much higher to combat inflation and government overspending. Senate Democrats are hoping to persuade their GOP colleagues to approve new funding to fight monkeypox, tossing around numbers between $1 and $4 billion. Senior health officials, including Anthony Fauci and CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, are set to testify about monkeypox today before the Senate Health Committee. Former President Trump press staffer, 25-year-old Carolyn Leavitt, has won the Republican primary in New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District.
Well, look, the voters of the 1st District made their choice clear. We won by a pretty big margin tonight. Voters made their choice. They wanted a homegrown America First conservative going up against Chris Pappas this fall. And I expect all Republicans across this state, across this country, to join behind the people of the New Hampshire's 1st District and help them get rid of our far-left Democrat opponent, Chris Pappas.
Thursday night football tomorrow night is the Los Angeles Chargers at the Kansas City Chiefs on Prime Video. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
6 years after the total solar eclipse best witnessed in Oregon, viewers may get another chance at witnessing this unique event again. This time with an annular eclipse in 2023. According to NASA, an annular eclipse happens when the moon passes between the sun and the earth while the moon is at its furthest point from earth. That eclipse will pass from Oregon to Texas on Saturday, October 14th, 2023. MyPillow founder had his cell phone taken away by the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow and an ally of former President Donald Trump, said Tuesday that his cell phone had been seized by the FBI. Lindell said the seizure took place at a Hardee's drive-thru while driving back to his home in Minnesota. The Washington Times reports the seizure of Lindell's cell phone comes while the agency has targeted numerous Trump allies as the midterm elections loom. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Ferrari unveiled its long-awaited $390,000 Prio Sangue, saying it will put the race car maker into a new era of broader appeal. With four doors, four seats, and a V12 engine, it will hit showrooms next year. Ferrari is asking people, please, do not call it an SUV. Prio Sangue means thoroughbred in Italian. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.